Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Deacon Bob, Deacon here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, January 19th, 2020, the second Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now here is Deacon Bob.
I'm going to change the wording in my first sentence a little bit. How many of us people have been around long enough to remember Ecce Agnus Dei, Ecce Tuicolica Peccate Mundi, Beate qui ad cernam a quae vocati sunt. Now, I've been a Catholic since they put me in that cradle, and I've been at Mass for 74 years. And I've been an altar server for probably 50 of them or 60 of them. I've heard these words before Vatican II many, many times, and I don't know what they mean. So anyhow, when the Mass came in English, they said these words in English, and you know, and it says, Father, today will help us, because when he raises the Father, Anthony raises the host, he will say, Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sin of the world. All right. When I heard these words in English, I understood them, but wasn't sure I knew exactly what they meant. How about you? Can you explain it? Let us see if we can better understand what is meant by these words. Today's gospel primarily contains John the Evangelist's words. He gives strong witness that Jesus is the Messiah. We know that John the Baptist's purpose in life was to prepare the way for the Messiah. When we read the Benedictus is the canticle of Zechariah, who was John the Baptist's father. And just very quickly, when he was made mute because he did not believe his wife, Elizabeth, at her old age could have a child, and God was a little upset, so he wasn't able to talk. After John was born, when he said his name will be John, the words he said we call now the Benedictus, and it goes like this. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. John began the mission before Jesus came on the scene by calling all to repent, especially the Israelites. He did this by calling them to do this outwardly through the waters of baptism. People came from all over the region, and they regarded the Baptist as not Jesus as the Messiah. John stated clearly and emphatically that Jesus ranks ahead of him because he existed before him and is the divine creator of all. John adds also his own sole purpose of baptizing was to make Jesus, his destiny and his role, made known to the Jewish people. How did John know Jesus was the Messiah? He testifies, the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, on whomever you see the Spirit come down and remains, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. He is the Messiah. He means he is the one who will bring God's Spirit to each one of us in a very special way. that we, our life and our being, will be saturated with the Spirit. Well, in order for us to know why John knew this, that he was the Messiah, we need to go back to last week's gospel. Matthew tells the story of the baptism of the Lord. John also tells Jesus, I need to be baptized by you, yet you are coming to me. And Jesus replies, Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. After Jesus was baptized, he came from the water, and behold, the heavens opened, and John saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. This is why John knew he was the Messiah. This is what God told him. That is why he called him the Lamb of God. He knew Jesus was sent to be the ultimate sacrifice, sent by God to redeem the world. John also knew Jesus was the Son of God and therefore was innocent of all sin. As I said earlier, we know John was the son of Zechariah, who was a priest in the temple and offered sacrifice at the altar of God. The offerings both morning and evening in the temple was a lamb. The lamb was the symbol of innocence. That's why John used the lamb to identify Jesus. Now, when the celebrant of the Mass raises the host and the chalice and says, "Behold the Lamb of God," I understand what he is saying. This is what John the Baptist was telling the people of Israel. Like me at first, they didn't understand. Do they understand now? How about you? Do you understand? I think you do. And today, we pray for another group of innocent lambs. Today is the Right to Life Sunday, and we pray for the children who are being aborted. We have the march in Washington, D.C., and also a march here in Toledo, praying for these unborn who have no rights, especially no right to live. So on this Right to Life Sunday, let us all remember these innocent children and pray for them. And may God bless you and pray for you and keep you in his heart.
Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome. Make sure to tune in each week as Father Eric unpacks the scripture from the weekend and shares real-life stories that will help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.